So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the news.
It's time for the most insightful wrestling show today. Wrestling Weekly is on the air.
Are we ready?
I'm very excited.
Please join us in the chat room at WrestlingWeekly.com to submit questions for tonight's guests.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Doc Young.
He is my friend.
And the inimitable Les Thatcher.
He's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly.
The most dominant force in this business today.
And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
We're the stars of this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher, guys, here at Wrestling Weekly. Welcome, guys. August 7th show. Tonight we've got...
It is August 7th.
It's the August 7th show.
Yeah, very good, Doc.
Thank you. Tonight we've got NWA World Champion. He's the former, of course. Dory Funk Jr. is going to be with us tonight.
It's going to be a good one.
I like Dory Funk, man. This is going to be a
cool... That's good that you like him.
This is going to be a cool interview. I don't think I've ever interviewed Dory Funk before, so this is going to be...
Doc.
Yes.
We've had him on the show before.
Have we really?
Where have you been?
I don't. You know my
if
memory.
If anyone out there knows a good rehab facility, please email that information to Doc.
You know my memory.
And call Medicare and tell them that Doc will be spending the next 3 months in rehab, please. We've had him on the show before.
Wow, okay. All right, so, well, then he's going to be back.
I'm the guy. Hey, I'm the old guy, and it's supposed to be losing his short-term memory.
I know. I don't know what happened to me.
But then my brain is not drenched in 3-2 beer. So maybe that's the reason. I don't know.
I hope that's not the reason. Brian Alvarez is going to be with us. He's from, of course, the Figure Four newsletter. He's the editor of that, and he's from Wrestling Observer Live. He's going to be joining us for Hot Topic tonight. So we've got a good show coming up.
Yeah. And I would like to think I'm down in North Carolina. It's 100 degrees in the shade, direct sunlight. I don't know.
Yes, you are down in the wonderful state of North Carolina this week, and you're going to be doing the reunion.
It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to be in South Atlantic Wrestling's booth on Friday from noon to 5 p.m., and then I'll be in their booth from 9 a.m. till noon on Saturday, and Butch Reed's going to be there from noon till whatever time, Saturday afternoon.
Where's that?
It's a big deal, and I'm looking forward, to meeting fans and hopefully some of the fans from the show.
What building? What building are they holding this in?
It's at the Hilton Palace.
The Hilton Palace.
Yeah. Hilton. Blah, 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 yeah, where that's at here, I've got to find it. My wife's going to, who is from here. I was there in 2004. That was the first one. But our daughter has moved, and from this location, I'm not sure the logistics either. So
you'll find
I've got to. But it's out. It's university, so I'm guessing it's out near UNCC,
okay.
University of North Carolina, Charlotte.
Excellent.
That would be my guess, anyway. Hopefully, Michael Vick will be there with some dogs, along with Pac-Man Jones and his World Tag Team Title Championships, which he plans to win. And I want to thank everyone at TNA for letting the country know that you only have to train for this business 15 minutes to become a world champion.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's not only 100 degrees, it's 100 degrees in-house here. Because I'm hot.
Because
for numerous, and they're gonna think, oh, it's just less again. But
because of Pac-Man Jones.
Well, you know, it's. But he's saying, well, I can't wait to win the tag team titles.
Oh.
Excuse me. you started playing football probably at 7, right?
Right.
And you're still not smart enough to keep that contract. You know, I'm curious what's going to happen here, because it's obvious that Jeff Fisher, who's the head coach of the Titans, mm-hmm. has said that contract. Keeps him from doing something like wrestling. Jeff Jarrett is adamant the fact that he's going going to wrestle. He himself is adamant that he's going to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger Goodall, the commissioner of the NFL, has said a lot without saying anything, saying that your actions speak louder than your words. He's going to wait to see. I don't think they're extremely happy. And I know somebody's going to say, well, you know, they mentioned TNA on SportsCenter today.
Yeah.
Woo! But do you think all those people are going to jump and buy a pay-per-view or something?
To TNA, it seems to be worth it that they got that. All that is just for that mention on SportsCenter.
Wonderful. Then whatever happens after that happens, right?
They got what they wanted.
But here's the deal. If this guy, you know, and I'm not his agent, I'm not his lawyer, so I don't understand. I don't know what their contracts are like with his kind. I'm sure their TNA contract, like every major wrestling company today, it's for the company. I mean, when I say that, I'm not saying it to be a smartass,
mm-hmm.
but it's true.
Right.
You know, there's only three companies of note who have contracts, and why would they write them in favor of anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to. Where are you going to go? But, I mean, the point is, this guy is predominantly a football player.
Right.
And if the Titans office, front office, and the commissioner says, enough's enough, I can't believe he's going to cough up the money, because he can't make with WWE, for God's sakes, what he's going to make in football.
Right.
And with retirement and the benefits that go with that,
mm-hmm.
There's no possible way. And he said, first and foremost, he's a football player. And he wants to show he's a team player and all that, which, you know, maybe all that's true. I shouldn't judge the guy. Because, I mean, all I've got to go on is like everybody else. He's been arrested 10 times. He's been suspended for the season.
Right.
So it's obvious that he can't stay out of trouble. You know, where he's one of these guys that is a trouble magnet, I guess. But anyway, I would assume that his NFL career is far more important. And when I say this, I don't mean disrespectful to TNA. It's far more important than WWE or Ring of Honor or New Japan, for God's sakes.
But, it's your livelihood.
Yes, or it was
right.
Until this year, because he's not. It's not like suspended with pay.
But it is, you know, your bread and butter.
He's out. He's out for the season.
Right.
But I mean, but the point is, if they pull the trigger and say, "Man, that's it," he's going to have. I mean, I can't believe he's not going to walk away.
Right.
So are they really, I mean, could they possibly be planning on putting belts on this guy?
I hope not. I hope that's just talk, you know.
You know, lack of forethought just runs rampant in our business today. It honestly does, you know. To move along, my hometown paper, the Cincinnati Enquirer, printed something that some idiot publicist from WWE wrote about my good friend and a guy that spent a year with me, Matty Anoia.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, 3-minute warning, whatever. And she's already apologized for saying it, and he's accepted that apology. I'm just the one that hasn't, because I'm angry about it. She said he was let go because his skill set. I don't know what the hell skill set. She wouldn't know to start with. I've been in the business 47 years. I don't know what the hell skill set is. If she's talking about his talent, here I'm going to make this statement. If it's about being a ring general and knowing what to do and when to do it in there, then he's better than half of the current active roster on SmackDown and Raw.
Mm-hmm.
If it's about big men being able to move and do things in the ring, then you take anybody in that company, and I said anybody in that company, over 385 pounds, and I hope that would include Kali, and he can blow him out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with I mean, the guy's got a work ethic. I did not watch The Dating Game or Illegitimate Children running Wild last night. I instead watched Fat March.
Fat March.
Because, as I said last week, Matty was on it. And Sammy, the massage therapist, if anybody else watched it, is a kid that had wrestled. He's wrestled on the Indies. And I've worked with him at several of our camps, EPWT camps here in North Carolina and up in Providence, Rhode Island. Anyway, the whole deal with Matty, and there's part of the problem with our business today, too. Here's somebody that has no clue what the hell they're talking about running their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, she apologized. She really didn't know anything about him. But then why was she saying that? You know, I mean, but his work ethic is unquestionable. Last night, he probably lost less weight than any other males on the show.
Right.
For the simple
because he still works out regularly.
Well, yeah, and the other part of it is, you know, these other people have been more sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and a lot of that, let me tell you something, having worked as a personal trainer, having prepared nutritional programs for people, with people, obese people like that, a lot of times, just a change of diet into eating small, you know, numerous small meals, and when I say numerous, I mean like five, six small meals a day every three and a half hours. A lot of it is just garbage weight, water weight,
right?
That your body has been retaining because of the kind of food that you eat to get to that size, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I am kind of aware of how much Maddie lost on this, and Sammy as well, and of course that's not public knowledge, so I'm not going to blow the whistle either.
Right.
It upset me when I read what this lady said about his skill set.
What did you think about the show overall last night?
Fat Mark?
Yes.
I admire the people that kept up to it. The girl they called the rap diva Kim or something.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures of her. Was she ever hot at one
yeah.
time? And then she weighed in at what, 284 or something?
Something huge. I don't remember.
Just
exactly.
But you know, let me say something. I watched the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions on Sunday, and Michael Irving's induction speech. It was so heartfelt, and he was teared up and everything else. It was emotional,
mm-hmm.
but he made a statement. Look up, stand up, don't give up, and that's the key to doing. And you know what? That's the key to our business too. There's a lot of people like her that come into our business and are allowed to stay in it because they don't have the heart to give what it takes to perfect yourself, you know, to become good at this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's sad because obviously in looking at what she looked like and what she gave up in terms of her career, I mean,
and
good
that,
Lord.
And that wasn't you know. Enough motivation.
No. And now the minister who they voted off,
right.
You know, I know my reputation as a nasty old SOB, but I honestly thought they would all vote not to vote anybody off, but they didn't want to go back and do 13 more miles.
Right.
which I kind of understand to a degree, but I felt bad for him because it wasn't him giving up, you know, it was his body giving out.
Right.
But then when your feet are trying to carry around that kind of weight, you know.
Those
and that's something I was talking to a friend here yesterday about the same thing, and I said, you know, that's one of the things that I tell kids that I work with. I know a lot of people, you know, say, well, you want everybody to look like bodybuilders. No, I just want you to look like an athlete. But I've told a lot of guys, just listen, you know, I give guys basic nutritional programs to work for, you know, a foundation, a starting point, and offer to help them, guide them a little bit if they need it. But I said, you know, even if you don't make it as a wrestler, your health is at stake here. Talking about your health, you know. And
right.
These people, I mean, 26-year-old virgin, I'm thinking, where did they come from? Couldn't they have called him anything?
I know. They
26,
like,
and does that mean that fat people don't have sex? I don't know.
They really
you know?
Made a point to like, push that issue.
Yeah, and I didn't quite. I guess that's part of the sensationalism of the show.
Right.
You know?
Just
but,
like the vote outs are.
Yeah, but there's a kid at 26. I mean, he could have a heart attack tomorrow.
Right.
Well, you know, he gave out, right? Oxygen. And,
yep.
And they had
dehydration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. So, yeah. So, you know, it's, I thought the show was good. I mean, to walk 575 miles, my friend.
Right.
That's,
I liked the show, but I think
I did
that.
Too.
I think that, you know, you just got to know who these people were, and then all of a sudden they're walking, and then all of a sudden it's 3 days later.
Yeah.
Now,
let me mention it with Sammy, and I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not. He just turned 23. When I first met him, he was barely 20.
Mm-hmm.
And he, by his own admission, when he called me and told me about having completed this and doing the show, he said, you know, he said, first, I want to thank you for paying attention to me. And he said, you know, every step of this whole thing, I realized that all they were telling me the same stuff you tried to tell me 3 years ago.
Right.
And he said, but I wasn't mature enough to understand it. And part of my pitch to him then was, you know, he Island. Well, with the Island Boys, that was Matty and Umaga when they were with me. But anyway, they were wrestling as a Samoan tag team, and I said, "You don't have any staying power. I mean, you're sucking wind in 2 minutes.
Right?
You know, that's if you can't get past that, then you're. I don't care if you got the greatest mind for this business in the entire world. You can't go. You know.
Right.
And so." He's lost a bunch, and I mean, it's something I say, I you know, that's not to be acknowledged until the show is over, so I
right.
won't either, but I'm excited for him. And I'll tell you the truth, Matty, Rosie, is smaller now. I mean, at the start of this thing, I was really surprised last night when I saw him weigh in, because they say when he came to me, he was about 4 1/4. And, you know, one of the things in developmental... we keep an attendance report of training and make notes, and then at the end of the week, we fax that in. And it also, you know, I weighed my people in every Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the deal with he and his partner was that their weight come down. And in part, that was to do with their health, too. You know?
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, when I heard, the, you know, to go back to the beginning of this, the publicist, Jennifer Huzitz, with the skill set nonsense, it really upset me,
yeah.
Because this guy is such a great guy. He's a hell of a guy. I told my wife last night, I'd laugh, and I said, when he's on the show, I'm going to say, well, I knew you'd get through this because you got past your dad and myself. Hell, you can survive anything. You
right.
know? But you know, he, well, I think if you remember on our show, you know, he said if it hadn't have been for the regiment that I put him through, he wouldn't have had his weight down and wouldn't have gone up, because that was part of the deal of getting him up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know. I mean, he lives 10 minutes from me, but I don't obviously don't run up to his house and weigh him every week.
Right.
And I had no idea and what he weighed. And then when I heard he was on the show, damn, he's put on a lot of weight then. But he hasn't, honestly.
Yeah.
You know. But Matty's work ethic is unquestionable, and I think I've said this on the show before. I knew when I was back in my office, when I heard the front door open in my gym. On training mornings, I could almost say, hey, Matty, I'm in the back, and know it was him, because 97% of the time, he was the first guy in the door.
Right.
Ready
to go.
Huh?
Ready to go.
Yes. So this hussy, whoever she is, you know, I mean, like I say, that it really, I know I read on the internet that Doc went out and did investigative reporting, and she apologized, and Matty accepted her apology. And,
yes, I became Encyclopedia Brown for a day.
Huh?
I became Encyclopedia Brown for a day.
Good man. But anyway, cool that he accepted, but still, she should have never made any kind of comment that she had no knowledge about.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And when I say this, I know there are people who work in that company that don't have a clue about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're bound to in a place that big.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But then what, you know, but then again, when a publicist from anybody's company, as you and I were talking about before we went on the air, makes a statement for their company, what would you expect to be negative? You know, would she say, yeah, we were stupid, we let him go,
right.
And he was a great worker, and you know.
Right.
I mean, they should be looking for a job, of course. Our publicist, that's their job. Their job is to put a positive spin on it for the company.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, you know, she's not going to say, yeah, we made a mistake.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, like I say, I know he's, you know, his time with his kids is probably more now, and I know he likes Japan, but if they sign him back, if somebody else signs, you know, I just want to see him make it. He's a hell of a guy, and, you know, I just want to see positive things happen for him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But yeah.
While I was watching that last night, I know that Raw's numbers jumped. They did jump to, 3.8, I think.
Let me check here.
I believe a 3.8. And I'm sure that's due to illegitimate children and the dating game. And let me get my negativity out of the way here now.
3.8,
First
yes.
of all, how important can the general manager ship be of a publicly held company when you throw it up for grabs with a bunch of people, then you're not sure who's going to win, that even has the qualifications to be a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
So you've taken, and again, without, you know, in panic, they have lowered my expectations and the value of that particular job. It means it's virtually meaningless.
Yes.
And I have no disrespect because William Regal is probably going to be great in that position.
I enjoyed that.
Huh?
I enjoyed seeing him in the position, yes. But
Yeah.
It's like they
skipped. No, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying when you put guys at the Sandman. Now, there's a guy I'd want to be, you know. Now, when I say this, I'm going by wrestling characters, right?
Right.
Hey, I want a perpetual drunk to be the head of my company. I don't know about you.
Right.
You know, or maybe super crazy.
Or whoever.
Who can barely speak the language.
Right.
We'll let him run the company.
Yeah.
Just
because they won a match, you know.
And the dating game. Now, there's something that I just, God, I'm sorry I missed that. And I didn't DVR it, so I could go back and watch it over and over again.
I did see it, and I can only say what Ron Simmons had to say, and that was damn.
Huh?
That was damn. That's the only thing
I read how many takeoffs on damn they used, and you know what? Who cares?
Right.
And that's no disrespect to Ron Simmons because he's a hell of an athlete and a hell of a guy. But if I'm being disrespectful, it's to the creative department for not being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as illegitimate children, if my stance on that, here's my stance, period, across the board, for those of you who really care or don't care for that matter. Is if it doesn't get you to buy a ticket to an arena or to a pay-per-view, then my feeling is you're wasting your time. And my stance on the illegitimate child, if their whole idea is, we'll expose who that is at SummerSlam, my stance is instead of me spending the 40, I'll wait till the next night and you're going to tell me anyway.
Right.
It's not like we're having a match to find out who it is.
Right.
And as far as a spoiler, I read on our site, I'll give somebody credit, and again, it's rumor. Don't quote me on this, it's Ken Kennedy.
This, I guess, was the original plan for the story before, you know, the Benoit tragedy and everything, was that he was going to have an illegitimate child, and it was going to be Ken Kennedy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're going to do now, but this was the original plan.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you know, again, does it matter who it's going to be?
No.
And then, I've heard, well, this is going to give somebody rub. Okay.
I would imagine, like, who would file a paternity suit 26 years later after the kid's fully grown up and becomes a wrestler? I mean, if anything, I would imagine Vince McMahon's baby would be a baby. Right?
Well, I don't know. The genetic jackhammer, you know, it's maybe he will father, maybe like Bing Crosby at age 70 or 80. I don't know. Maybe, you know.
Again,
if you're really concerned with the ratings, here's a clever idea. Try selling something that makes sense in terms of athletic endeavor in wrestling.
Right.
Because, again, I don't see the value in any of this. You know?
Yeah.
It's... Is a dating game cute? Okay, it's ill time.
Mm-hmm.
But to what end? Because he couldn't think of anything else to fill. How many times? I mean, I didn't watch it. What, 10 minutes was it? 50? I don't know. Was it a segment?
It was a segment.
Okay, then they couldn't find anything else to put in that. I mean, like maybe get somebody over that might actually help draw money? There would be a clever idea.
Right.
Not original on my part. It's been going on for 47 years I've been in the business.
And I think the key word that you brought up is panic.
Yeah.
Ratings panic. That's what it was. And instead of...
Well, you know, listen, let me say this. I think Vince's character, there's nothing wrong with his evil promoter. I think and everyone's
right.
tried it. It's been beat to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when he dominates a show as he did last night, mm-hmm. or any night, again, where is that going? If he beats one of the guys half his age, who should be his grandson or something, does that get them? I mean, that just kills off part of the problem with the business across the board in that company right now. You know, first of all, there's nobody hot, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Cena's got to have people to be fed. I mean, he's not if he's your hot baby face, then you've got to have good strong heels to feed. If you've got a good strong heel on top, then you've got to have good strong baby faces to feed him.
Right.
You know, the other part is stop beating people on the wrong. Well, like, you know, Snitsky beat Robbie McAllister in like 2 seconds or something.
Yeah.
You know, okay, and then somebody will say, well, McAllister's not over. Well, guess what?
Guess why?
Yeah, if you, you know, like last Friday, I made the mistake of watching SmackDown and saw the idiot Hornswoggle put a pie in Jamie Noble is a tremendous young athlete, a hell of a worker, and to do silly crap like that. He and Shannon, I thought, had a decent match, had a solid match. There were some solid matches, but that, it's like, to what end?
Mm-hmm.
To what end? Because the truth is, if Jamie caught the little SOB, he'd beat the living crap out of him.
Right.
I mean, without fail, without question. Mm-hmm. So I mean, and this is, idiot is your champion. Okay. Gosh, I don't know why we're not drawn. I don't either. And then here's another spoiler. Those of you who can turn your computers or whatever it is off this Thursday night, Mrs. Angle is going to walk out on Mr. Angle, which, again, I know is going to sell a lot of tickets to pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he degrades her throughout the show, calling her fat and whatever, and then brings her out to the ring and starts degrading her in front of everyone, and Joe comes out, she tells Kurt that he's all wrestlers are alike, which may be a shoot. I don't know. but anyway, again, I just don't see the value in this.
Right.
Where is this going? He's not going to have a match with his wife.
Right.
Are they going to recounsel on a pay-per-view and expect you and I to buy it to see that? This is not Days of Our Lives or General Hospital we're talking about here.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's not Susan Lucci getting married or finally winning her daytime Emmy. It's just, again, where does that take you?
Away from wrestling.
And what I'm saying is, if one of our listeners has a legitimate, logical answer, I'm willing to listen. But I don't think I'll live long enough to hear a logical answer for any of these questions.
Right.
I mean, I really don't. And yes, it saddens me, and it's insulting in a way.
Right.
Because everyone thinks they have to be entertainment, but if the entertainment's not entertaining and it's sophomoric, you realize you're trying to gain what's your demographic you look for, 18 to 35?
Right.
Would you assume that they might have half a brain cell, maybe? I mean, you're not looking for toddlers to 2-year-olds, right?
Right.
So none of this really, if you're looking for males, the fact that Mrs. Angle's living Mr. Angle, do they really care? It's not like they're going to get their hankies out and go to the laundromat and worry over, fret over this, right?
Right.
Doc, Mrs. Angle's leaving Kurt, he's such a nice guy, I'm going to buy the pay-per-view. Forget me.
The main ingredient in the chat room has a point here. He says, why hasn't any of the soap operas created a wrestling character? That way they can do the same storylines WWE does, but skip all the pesky wrestling matches.
There's a person who needs a job. And
that's awesome.
That's good job,
guys. We got to take a break here. We got a lot more news coming up, guys. And of course, we're gonna play the pay-per-view prediction game. TNA's Hard Justice pay-per-view is coming up this weekend. Les and I will become the soothsayers and try to see who's going to
soothsayers.
Try to see who's going to win each match.
Hardly.
I heard that word somewhere last night.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. With your therapist, right?
I think he stole it. No, McMahon said it last night, and I think he stole it from listening to the show. But
that's right. And he called the United States government Barney Fife. That's clever, Vince.
That was very smart of him. Not.
Yes, it was.
We've got Brian Alvarez. He's going to be on for a Hot Topic. Joining us in just a few minutes. You're listening to Doc Young and Les Thatcher. It's Wrestling Weekly, guys. We'll be back right after this.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Wrestling-radio.com for the latest news in professional wrestling, watching of videos, and promoting your own independent wrestling organization or radio show the way that you want it done. Log on to wrestling-radio.com. Sign up today and get weekly archiving of your shows. Advertise your show on the main website. And also listen to other great wrestling radio shows such as The Squared Circle, The Minority Report, Evan's Legends, and many more. And you could be the next one. Log on today at wrestling-radio.com and begin promoting your wrestling organization or radio show the way that you want it done. We promise you won't be disappointed. Wrestling-radio.com. the Internet's leader in wrestling radio promotion.
What triggers the attention of a pro wrestling fan? Is it the overall ability of the superstar? Is it the angles with a mixture of drama? What drives the fans wanting to learn more about this pastime? When it reaches a boiling point and you know you're hooked on the thrill, it's no longer considered just a passion. It's an obsession.
Your favorite all-in-one online wrestling site has changed. That's right, wrestling fans. If you are obsessed with everything wrestling, check out the same site with the new name, Online World of Wrestling. As crazy as it may sound, the same content you have come to know, expect, and rely on is still there on every single page of the site under a new name. If you're looking for the most comprehensive information on the entire world of wrestling, then head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Online World of Wrestling still supplies you with all the news and information, plus galleries and bios of your favorite all-time wrestlers. Climb aboard as we head on over to onlineworldofwrestling.com. New packaging, same great flavor.
Yo, check out the new hot wrestling shop called Mad Maniacs. With a large inventory of shirts, replica belts, and action figures, you can obtain your need for wrestling merchandise. Remember that we get fresh stock weekly, so don't forget to check it out. Also, with items coming in faster than Toys R Us and Walmart, you should never become disappointed. Plus half the price on WWE.com. Remember, that's www.madmaniacs.com.
Wrestling-radio.com, the internet's newest wrestling radio promotion. We offer a direct link to your wrestling radio website, a personal profile, and a control panel to maintain your own shows. And it's all free. That's right, 100% free. Wrestling-radio.com promotes some of the best online wrestling radio shows today, such as The Main Event with Chris, Woody and Will, The Irish Whip with Big Joe and JP, The Yard with Moondog, Wrestling Weekly with Doc Young and the legendary Les Thatcher, plus many more. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today and watch your show grow. For more information, log on to www.wrestling-radio.com today.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
While lesser designers would shy away from putting 300-pound men in spandex, you embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Pushing fashion to its limits, literally, you pair tights with a cape, a leotard with a mask, leather boots with a thong.
Oh, looking good.
All understated ways of saying, I'm going to rip your head off and look fabulous doing it. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Guy, because without you, a man crushing another man's head in his arms would just look silly.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, The Best of Raven, Enigma, The Best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, The Best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total nonstop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher back with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now, our semi-regular Hot Topic correspondent. He is the editor of the Figure Four Weekly newsletter and also co-host of Wrestling Observer Live with Dave Meltzer. Brian Alvarez is on the show. Brian, thanks for returning to the show.
Thanks for having me.
My first question, Brian, is what keeps you semi-regular?
A good fiber.
I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. Doc throws these big slow balls out there, and I have to hit them.
I have these cliches, I guess.
I don't know if maybe there was something that had occurred that caused you to ask that question, or if maybe you were having an issue.
No, I'm always having an issue. He just likes to tease me a lot, that's all.
I was thinking of laxatives and stuff.
I know.
You're semi-regular.
See, say, high-fiber diet or something. I don't know. Wheaties. But
anyway, that's not why you're not on here to talk about being semi-regular. No, Brian, and we're not drunk, Brian.
Brian
really
thinks
not.
We've lost it tonight.
We may have.
But, Brian, of course, Hot Topic.
It's all understandable, by the way.
Hot Topic, of course, is one of the burning issues of the week. Don't say anything less. And I guess this week, a lot of talk's been going on about Jeff Hardy and the whole situation. Why don't you go ahead and start from the beginning and let us know how the story came about.
Well, he was suspended for 30 days for a wellness issue, and I think he told people that he was going for the twisting moonsault, and he slipped and fell on his head, and so he was hurting and taking time off and that sort of thing.
Right.
It may have actually been a deal where he fell on his head, and thus the wellness issue occurred. But it was a suspension. He's out 30 days. And what it really was he's the first guy, really, to be a victim of all of this media outcry about the wellness policy. Because there are obviously people looking at it now and noting various loopholes. And one of them was that you used to be suspended for 30 days, fine, taken off the road, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the situation where they had to keep rewriting storylines because guys were getting taken off the road so regularly. So it got changed to where nobody had to know that you were taken, that you had failed a test, because you weren't taken off the road.
Right.
For a while it was just you were taken off house shows, and then I think they pretty much gave up on that one. And then it was eventually you just got a fine. And he happened to have a failure at the point where you no longer just get a fine. Now it's back to how it used to be. You get fined, you get taken off the road, you're out for 30 days, and that's the end of that. So he just happened to be the first guy, and he probably won't be the last guy, although I would think that people would get the message pretty quickly that you need to knock off whatever you were doing. And Vince has had the meeting, and he's told everybody, get off everything. So there you go.
I've seen guys at the OVW level, and I get that TV at home, you know, on Saturdays, and I've seen some guys down there it's obvious got softer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone down to that level as well. The word.
Yeah, I started watching Ohio Valley again this week, and there are a lot of guys that are now just skinny guys, and there you go. And one of them got fired, in fact. So
yeah,
that's how things work.
Who's it? Oh, who are you talking about?
Idle Stevens got fired.
Oh yeah, yeah. I guess what the whole story about Idle, but we'll go to that for a second. Is that I don't know. Here's what I heard, and you tell me if I'm right or not, but I guess they were going to re-debut him on Raw, and he went to Raw, and they didn't write him in the show, and he pretty much had it and asked for his release. This is the story I heard.
I just heard he was released. I don't know any details.
Okay.
I don't know about that,
but yeah, he's gone. But
I would find that story hard to believe,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, who knows?
Right. Back to Jeff Hardy. I guess what had gone on was, when he was first out, like you'd said, he said that he was injured. I guess this was put out through one of his fan sites or maybe a MySpace or something similar to that.
It was his wacky Matt and Jeff Show site.
The Matt and Jeff Show, okay. Okay, the Hardy Show or something it was
sure,
called,
yeah.
Right? And I guess
you know what I like Jeff. I like both of those guys. And Jeff, you know, I'm not, as you know, Doc, I'm not wild about the particular gimmick, but he's mm-hmm. a very talented athlete. He's such a free spirit that he can't conform. I think is the major issue, and which is sad. Because, you know, obviously they were getting ready to give him a pretty fair push.
I mean, sort of rebellious.
Well, no, just, I don't know, rebellious. It just, you know, he likes to do his own thing. And I don't know that he does it to be rebelling or even that he sees it as anything wrong. It's uh-huh. just him, you know, hey, this is what I do, man.
Right.
You know, type of thing. And, I've seen, you know, both you guys. I was talking to somebody today about well, the Hardy issue came up, and I said, I was talking to one of the guys from my own era, and we were saying that it wasn't that guys then didn't do anything or, you know, drink or drugs or anything, but for the most part, it was, they didn't show up in the dressing room that way, you know? It was an after show thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a day off thing. It wasn't. They didn't come in any kind of shape, not to perform or anything like that. And of course, that wasn't the case with Jeff this time around either. But again, you know, and I won't mention name, but there was a guy who was known as, you know, a party hardy dude, and he was high on the payroll, WCW, and I kept thinking, man, the kind of money you're making, you're going to retire before you're 45,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know. Why not wait? And then if you want to get stoned, you can get stoned and stay that way.
Well, I think the answer, part of the answer is that it really depends on what era you're talking about and what the environment was that you were in. I mean, in a
yeah.
place like ECW, I mean, it was sort of, that's just how things were. I mean, lots of guys showed up many times in horrible condition.
Yeah.
And in the 90s, you know, in both WCW and WWF, there were a lot of problems like that
mm-hmm.
yeah.
because no one was being tested, and you had to be really screwed up to, especially if you were a top guy, you had to be horribly screwed up to be sent home. And sometimes guys were horribly screwed up and still not sent home.
Yeah.
So I think it all really depends on many different things. I mean, WWE is a corporate environment today, and there's no way you're getting away with showing up and being in no condition to perform and not being sent home.
Yeah, you know, my in fact, the column that I posted last week on Insider, I meant the government thing. I said, you know, God knows there's enough people trying to run our business that don't even know what our business is about. But if they from afar can say, well, no more ladder matches, or every fourth month a guy has to have 3 weeks off and you know, examined by a doctor or go to a shrink, I don't even care. If that's a way of keeping guys healthy or saving lives, I'm up with that. You know, I just don't want them sending representatives to the dressing, you know, sitting in the back and saying, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. I think that's overregulated. But I think that just the fact that the government, regardless of what they said on Raw last night, the fact the government sent two letters should be a red flag enough that everybody starts walking the straight and narrow anyway.
Well, the thing also with last night, when I first heard him mention U.S. Congress, I thought, well, you've lost your mind.
Right.
I don't know what you're doing here, but when I really thought about it, he can say whatever he wants on TV. I mean, he does have a point about freedom of speech.
Right.
The reality is, if he gets called before Congress, that's when it's going to matter what he says.
Right.
I mean, he can say whatever he wants on TV right now. He can have whatever characters he wants. As long as when the time comes, he gives them every document they ask for, he makes any changes they recommend, there's not going to be a problem.
Exactly.
And, so,
you know,
he's
saying about the public health company, and it's not just that, but again, if you are doing what you can to keep things the way they should be and to protect your employees, as such, then you should have no problems with turning over everything anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Vince McMahon, I mean, as a character, he says a lot of things. And, you know, in real life, he's the chairman of the company,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, he talks about he hates the fans, and he got blown up, and there are many things that he does that, he, in many ways, separates his on-screen character from his real-life character, and obviously in many other ways he does not, but in this situation, this will be a good example of you better separate yourself from the angry, vindictive Vince McMahon that you play on TV, and be Vince McMahon, the chairman of the company, who's going to provide information for the government in a very friendly manner.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
What is this whole thing, though, about now he's got in the storyline, of course, the IRS is coming after him. They're auditing him. They want to see all his books. Is he really inviting that kind of thing, too?
I don't think the IRS is actually auditing him, but I don't really know.
No, I don't think they are, but
I mean, they may be. That's the whole thing. I mean, I don't know.
Do you feel that's his way, if he's not being audited? That's his way of saying, come and look?
I think
that would be the last group of people. Those bloodhounds,
I know.
I wouldn't wave a red flag at them.
Yeah, this seems like a foolish idea also on his part, which makes me think maybe he actually did just get audited this week. I have no idea. But I think it's just part of the storyline. If you look at what happened last night, it's just he got hit with everything on one day.
Right.
I guess in some ways to try and make him a sympathetic character, like poor Vince McMahon, the government's after him, the IRS is after him, a paternity suit,
mm-hmm.
this and that. So I'm guessing that they're not, but, I mean, to me, I would not invite them. What I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. Brian, I want to thank you for being on.
Well, thanks for having me.
We'll see you again in a few weeks for a Hot Topic. Guys, check out, of course, Brian's newsletter site. It's at figure4online.com. And also check out Wrestling Observer Live every Sunday.
And the Brian Avini Show, which is one of the most entertaining things on the Internet.
Yes.
That's right. There's a free show up today, so you can all go up there and download it. Hour and a half of pro wrestling and MMA talk, figure4online.com.
Sweet. We'll see you soon, Brian.
Right,
Brian, always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys.
Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. Let's
you
go.
You know, something we didn't touch on when we were talking about the news and I want to bring up.
Yes.
And I just saw it here in the last couple hours, is that Kerry Von Erich's daughter, well, or Kerry Atkinson, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
Supposedly has signed with WWE. Her name is Lacey. And her MySpace site was plugged, and now I know my children, but she apparently is 21 years old. She's a very attractive young lady. I have no earthly idea if she has any talent whatsoever in terms of athletics. But here's the possibility of signing a third generation, from the wrestling community.
Yeah.
Which, my God, you know, with Natty Neidhart.
You could
start a second generation war. Or something.
You really could with just the family of the last generation, you know.
But,
yeah. Congratulations to her. I'm gonna have to check out that MySpace. Maybe I'll be able to not wait.
Well, I can't remember. It's MySpace. I forget. It's not hot. It's some hot mama or some. I forget. Anyway, it's posted. The news item is posted on PW Insider.
Okay.
And
I'll check that out. That does lead into another story that's sort of similar, but WWE, they were working on a DVD about World Class Championship Wrestling, who, of course, the Von Erichs belonged to and ran that territory. The DVD's been postponed to a December release now. WWE was concerned that, releasing a DVD that would, of course, talk about the deaths of lots of performers in the wake of what's been going on, might not be the best idea right now. So they're holding back this World Class Championship Wrestling DVD until December, guys. So check that out when it comes out.
When you really look at things, I mean, there have been, well, like that particular situation that the guys, but, you know, there again, collectively, all those deaths weren't like in an hour or in a year,
right.
or during the time that the company was red hot. But there wasn't a lot of control, from what I understand. I wasn't in the territory, so I can't say for sure. But from guys who were there, from what I'm told, there wasn't a lot of control over what did go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although, you know, when you stop it, and then when you read about Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears, you think, is the government intervening with the music industry or the movie industry?
Right.
And you know,
the answer
is no. God knows these two crazies. You know, or Nicole Richie or Paris Hilton. Or,
right.
And this is not a bunch of guys that are on a wild tear, right?
Right.
These are a bunch of women. I mean, when was the last time you knew a wrestler who stopped by a beach and took his clothes off and ran out in the ocean in his skivvies, for Christ's sake?
Right.
You know, or, I mean, or this Lohan kid, she's, what, 21? And she's, I mean, it's just, she's apparently, I mean, allegedly snorted coke on a camera in somebody's phone video or something in a women's restroom at a club. And
crazy stuff, man, crazy.
And popped for DUI again and some sort of control, you know, some sort of substance drug. I guess allegedly it was cocaine. But, you know, first, here's, I guess I'm pushing my own buttons here too, but creative people do walk a little left of center. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I'm not trying to make an excuse, but that's been my, observation from all the years that I've spent around people. And through the wrestling business, I've had contact with people in movies, entertainment, music, television. Mm-hmm. And creative people tend to walk a little, you know, just like I say, a little left to center.
Right.
Their philosophies are just a little different, which doesn't make it right or wrong, but it just, that's the way it is.
Right.
Hello, Doc.
Yes. I do agree with you. I didn't know if you
were. Now we're in trouble.
I didn't know if you were going to say something else. But,
no,
yeah,
but
I think
that's. Again, I'm not condoning it or advocating it or anything.
I think
like
it's part of what makes them creative people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was, you know, and I said in my column last week, too, about the steroids. You know, as long as steroid tests are not random, I mean, when I mean random,
right.
If you walk in the building tonight and I say, Doc, here's a cup, this guy's going to walk you to the nearest men's room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to get a true test.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're not off if you have been on. Doesn't mean you're not clear, you know, at that point in time. But given an opportunity, to the best of my knowledge, there has been over-the-counter things that you could buy as recent as, or as far back as 15 years ago to beat a drug test.
Right.
You know? So it's not, you know, it's, I mean, you can test all you want, but if people are given... And I tend to believe that in other sports that is indeed they take sacrificial lambs sometimes, you know, and the big name. Well, have you ever seen Dallas North 40?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. Okay. Well, the characters. It's a wide receiver who is on his on his last legs, and the top quarterback. And for the Dallas Cowboys, and supposedly the character was Don Meredith, and I forget who the receiver, Gent, who's the guy that wrote the book, or Dallas 40, Pete Gent, who was a wideout for the Cowboys. But apparently, they were seen smoking a joint at a party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Gent was called on the carpet about it, but Meredith wasn't because Gent was expendable, and Meredith wasn't.
Right.
That point. So that's another thing too, you know. It's
It gets pretty complicated and
well, you know, here's the thing. You've got I'm not saying Brady Quinn's on drugs, but Quinn, you know, had been holding out with the Browns, who was Brady, if you're not a football fan, he was the quarterback for for Notre Dame this past year. Well, the past couple years. And an All-American and all that sort of thing. Anyway, he'd been holding out. He just signed, I think it's 5 years for $20 million, guaranteed $7.5 million of that is guaranteed money. But here's a guy who, with that kind of investment, you're going to give him a little slack that you might not give a guy who's signed for the league minimum.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because You know, because in our part of the country, you know, Cleveland up around there, Notre Dame fans, it's not a long drive.
Right.
So a lot of people, you know, that's going to put rear ends in seats and sell tickets. Where if you're on the second team, say a second team defensive back, and then you and Quinn have the same problem, you know, he's going to get a pass and you're not. Mm-hmm. It's business.
And unfortunately, I don't see that changing.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
And I think that I think outside of you know, athletics or entertainment, I would say in a large corporation, if your top salesman of what if he's, I don't care if he's selling Q-tips, you know, if he drinks a little more than some guy who's marginal, the guy who's marginal is going to be reprimanded, and the top guy's not.
Right.
You know.
Right. So that's something to think about, also.
Yeah.
WWE.com is reporting that Bobby Lashley was going to be undergoing an arthroscopic evaluation on his left shoulder today in Alabama with Dr. James Andrews. WWE's resident physician, Dr. Reels, said that they're going to do an evaluation of his left shoulder. Of course, this requires a small incision for the insertion of the scope. If it's just cartilage or something, they can repair it easily. They'll do that. But if it's complete rotator cuff tear, they're going to have to open up Lashley's shoulder and repair it. So he could be out as little as 6 to 8 weeks. If it's something minor, it could be, of course, several months if it's major. So we're going
to
have to...
Well, you know, we were talking about beating guys on the rosters, you know, like Snitsky beating Robbie McAllister in 10 seconds or some goofy thing.
Right.
But, you know, with this rash of injuries, and of course it's not just about Bobby Lashley, this observation I'm about to make, but if you stop and think of any of the great, you know, while we're talking about sports, great sports teams of the past who have won championships, they're only as good as their bench strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I don't know who, if you're talking about, you know, talent relations or the creative department or whoever, or a combination of all those things, somebody needs to pay attention. You know, because that's the if WWE were a team sport, legitimate team sport, and they were involved with other teams, their bench strength is not there.
Right.
You know, and that's to me, it goes back to much more, you know, important reason to put together a sound developmental system with sound performers, and when I say sound performers, not goofy gimmicks and vignettes, but I mean, honestly, sound performers, because those are the guys that, you know, it's the Shawn Michaels, the Hunter Hearst Helmsleys, the Undertakers, and the guys like that who you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
And God rest their souls, the Chris Benoit's and the Eddie Guerrero's are gone.
Right.
Those are the guys who carry this, you know, who carry the load. And that's in part, you know, if you're looking at where are the numbers, there is no Mankind. There's no Stone Cold Steve Austin, et cetera, Hulk Hogan, you know.
That's true.
But so, you know, bench strength is all important. So you, instead of beating Robbie McAllister, bring one of the guys up out of developmental, get one of the better independent workers from that area, whatever it takes.
Which they used to do.
Because a squash match is not that important anyway.
Right.
You know.
And this is something they used to do, not...
Right.
Not
well,
many years
see,
ago.
See, and I read that on a dark match last night, Crime Time beat Lance Cade and Murdoch. And I'm sorry, I've worked with both Murdoch and Lance Cade, as you know. And Crime Time has not beaten them if I'm doing the booking, for any reason, dark match or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, first of all, these guys are your champions, for God's sakes.
Right.
You know, and unless I've missed something, Crime Time's not being pushed to the hilt here anyway. You know,
not in the ring, at least.
No. And, you know, somebody, Dave Sheeran, Insider, made a point, he and Buck Woodward, about one of the things that Cena can, you know, the scenario of John loses a non-title match and then goes on to retain.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how many matches can your champion lose in that respect? You know, years ago, when Flair lost, you know, or Harley, or any of the champions, well, don't worry, you can even talk to him about that. You know, might have slipped somebody over. but it wasn't for the world to see every week.
Right.
You know, or see how you didn't know about it. That was the point. You could have done the job in Charlotte tonight, in Houston tomorrow night, and in Seattle the following night, and the people in Houston aren't going to know about Seattle and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when this happens, you got to, you know, that's the other thing. Yeah, okay, well, we may be taping, we may be doing Raw Live in Birmingham tonight and in NYC tomorrow, next week, but the point is the same billion people or whoever, however many number, you know, whatever the numbers are watching the show.
Right.
So I don't care that you're changing cities. It's still the same audience.
Right.
So, you know, you're just giving them the same scenario over and over. So at some point, it's like, and plus, you know, when you wonder, why are people booing Cena? Well, how many times can you beat your champion?
Right.
I don't care, non-title or not title. You know, so, I mean, those, again, food for thought.
Yeah. PW Insider has a report that a court has ruled Jerry the King Lawler is not guilty, stemming from an incident at Samstown Casino during a Memphis wrestling event on June 15th, where Lawler was accused of assaulting manager Sal Corrente.
Yeah.
Corrente filed assault charges against Lawler shortly after the event. According to reports, Corrente wanted a continuance of the case, but the court wouldn't allow it. He has the option to appeal the decision if he desires. Media were on hand for the court's decision, and when asked, Corrente had no comment. Even though he had a lot of comments before that.
Well, I heard an audio interview Mike Johnson had with him on the Insider site. And, you know, it's, first of all, I think I said this to you, I don't know if I said it on our show or not, but, you know, with our business the way it is, to put something like that in the courts, you've got to wonder if the judge is thinking to start with it, these guys just look for publicity.
Right.
Is this a work?
Right.
You know, is this just a way of them getting more major publicity? And of course, I don't think this was.
Right.
You know, in any way, shape, or form.
And if it was, it would be illegal.
Yeah. Well, of course, but then you're not going to tell, hey, you right. know, wink, wink, hey, we just worked an angle and put one over on the judge in such, such circuit court.
Right.
Not unless you are totally stupid.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I think that to take anything into court like that, especially in this day and age, because, you know, it's very common knowledge that our business is, you know, predetermined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you watch any of the major television shows, you watch some of the goofy stuff they do, you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, where do you say, okay, well, that was obvious, you know, you're in court today because I saw that on TV, and I know it's a shoot,
mm-hmm.
or it's a work. How do you know? You know? So, and the point was there, it was made there, too, that Lawler, you know, it was a bad punch. Have I ever taken one? Sure. Have I ever thrown one? Sure. And you know what? The crazy thing is that's one of the things in our business. Your timing can be off and create a problem for your opponent. And there's really no way of, I mean, unless it's done over and over in the same match or in the same time frame, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it's obvious that you're trying to stiff me or trying to make me look bad. I'm not going to know.
Right.
You know, it's you say, oops, Les, I'm sorry. And I say, okay, Doc, because it happens, you know. So although I can say I don't believe this was part of the show or it was a way to gander publicity in Mississippi. But, you know, yeah, I think the judge probably said enough's enough.
Right.
You know.
I don't know if we talked about this last week, but Conan was hospitalized last week.
Yeah, he was sent. But no, it hadn't happened, I don't think.
Yeah.
'Cause I think I didn't really, I didn't get wind of it until we got down here on Thursday last week.
I could have sworn that we had said something that he was rejecting his donor.
It was Friday kidney. That I heard. Yeah, well, it was the kidney transplant.
Right.
And apparently there is a drug, rejection drug, which they were giving him, and they said he would be in the hospital for a few days. And you know, I haven't heard any more since then, so I don't know.
I haven't either, and I looked for something to be reported on this, and it wasn't. So
yeah. So I don't know if that means. Well, of course, the work was done in Tijuana,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I guess I would assume he went back to the hospital from you know that did the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he could be in for a couple of days or more, depending on how his body reacted to the non-rejection drugs that they were going to give him.
Yeah. So we'll have to see.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that turns out. And definitely, you know, get well wishes out to Conan.
Yeah, you know, there's I don't know that everything that the way he approached his public appearances on the Benoit situation and links with was really, you know, the best. But there's a guy who came right out and said, yes, you know, I've done anabolics, yes, I've partied, and this is the price I'm paying for it.
Right.
You know, so to young guys who are interested in you know, maybe there's something to think about. Do you want to go through this? I mean, he's not an old guy.
No.
You know, and to have the kidney shot like that, man, that's, you know. And then, of course, you know, the other surgery he just had, too.
Yeah, definitely not good stuff. Not in a good position to be at this age. No.
Yeah.
But the Wrestling Observer is reporting that Santino Marella was taken to the hospital after Saturday's Raw event in Wheeling, West Virginia, for x-rays on his shoulder. The belief is that he suffered a bruised collarbone after he was landed on by Umaga during their match. Or, if you are William Regal, he's Umanga. But, yeah, we saw him last night on Raw. He had the sling on, but no cast or anything like that. So I assume he's going to be okay.
And, well,
and he probably won't miss a lot of time.
Well, he and Maria are you know, are a hot storyline,
yes,
which are probably going to up the next pay-per-view by God
yes
knows how many millions of buys.
And I know she will be helping to nurse him back to health, too.
Oh, you can only hope, right? Doc's saying, I wish I were Santino Marella.
I'd go out there and bruise my own shoulder if that was the case. But
I know you would. I don't doubt that for a minute.
Marcus Corvone is currently taking time off from WWE to tend to some issues in the wake of a death in the family. He hasn't appeared on TV for a few weeks now.
Me, Monty Brown.
As a result. Yes, the former Monty Brown.
Okay.
SummerSlam news, I guess this came out, it's just a little footnote, but Moolah and Mae Young, yes, will be returning for SummerSlam.
Well, there you go. There's the Pirates are coming up again.
Absolutely.
And when I say that, I like Johnny Mae and Lillian are good people, but...
it's not like they're coming to wrestle.
No, I would hope not. Not anymore, anyway. You know, that's... the truth is, Lillian you know, tries to stay within her element when they've wrestled in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
But Mae, my God, she, some of the bumps, I'm thinking, Lord, girl, you know, you get brittle as you get older.
I used to think that the way Mae Young was about those kinds of things and her, the way she just feels young, and it was a character, but unless she stays in character all the time, that's just the way she is.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, I stay active. You know, I do stationary bike. I lift. You know, I try to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost 20 years younger than she is. And
right.
I noticed just jumping off the apron of a ring onto the floor, my body feels it more now than it did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So I can't believe that she's not feeling it worse than I am.
Right.
You know.
That's amazing, and she's probably one of the only people that can look at you and say, hey, kid.
Well, I'm sorry. No, there's a lot of people older than me. Not many, I guess, you know, but maybe
right
one or two. I'm hoping to see a few this weekend here in
Charlotte. Ring of Honor has announced that it's going to be taping its fourth pay-per-view special in Edison, New Jersey at the Inman Sports Club on Saturday, October 6th. Tickets for the event are currently on sale at ROHWrestling.com.
You know, speaking of Ring of Honor, I was over at High Spots today, which my daughter lives just not too far from Mike's facility. And we were talking about the guest booker, Kevin Sullivan thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying how much he liked it. And he told me, and I didn't know this, and you hadn't mentioned it, or maybe you didn't know either, that their next guest booker is going to be Gabe Sapolsky.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And I, because we were saying, Mike and I were commenting that Bill Watts or Cornette would be great for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'd be interested because Gabe's more of a new age guy with an old old school flair.
I wonder what kind of scenario they'll give him, though.
I don't know.
Like, it should be something.
Well, I'm sure they'll take another year and
right
have him book the year.
But it should be something from the past because I think that would make it more interesting.
Yeah.
Like something when he was a child or something even before that. So that'd be interesting. Have to check that out. Ring of Honor schedule looks like this for the month of August, guys, for the Ring of Honor fans. August 10th in Boston, Mass., it's Death Before Dishonor 5, Night 1. August 11th in Philadelphia is Death Before Dishonor, Night 2. August 24th in Hartford, Connecticut, and August 25th in New York City, guys. Check out more information at ROHWrestling.com. TNA news I'm going to go into. I guess TNA had a weird little episode this week with YouTube, but TNA's account with YouTube is back up and running today after being labeled as suspended over the weekend. Various sources reported that Viacom, which owns, of course, Spike TV and lots of other stations, are currently suing YouTube for unauthorized reproductions of private productions of The Daily Show, The Colbert Report, South Park, and other MTV shows. So with TNA airing its programming on Spike TV and Spike TV being owned by Viacom, of course, that could explain why TNA's account was suspended. Because TNA was putting, of course, TNA Today, some matches, things like that, all over on a YouTube account. In the meantime, I guess while the suspension was going on, TNA had temporarily moved all their videos over to MySpace. Now they are back today, as we said, at YouTube. So if you had them on favorites or anything like that on your YouTube, you have to go back and you have to add them all over again. That's just... So it's the way it rolls, guys.
I don't even know what you're talking about, man. You know?
This has no
you
problem.
Lost me. I don't do MySpace or YouTube unless somebody sends me a link to something that they think I'm interested in.
Right.
I see something, honestly.
That's okay.
I don't read your blogs.
You don't read my blogs.
No, or I'm not a member of MySpace. I don't have a MySpace site.
You should read my blogs. for those wondering, though, interested,
for those interested in
it is the Wrestling Weekly official MySpace, I guess, as we don't really have one, so my MySpace is the official one. MySpace.com/DocYoung. Check it out. TNA's Hard Justice pay-per-view, guys, is this weekend. It is timeless. It's time to play the pay-per-view prediction.
Okay, and hopefully you've got a lineup, because I'm going to tell you the truth.
I do, sir.
I don't know.
Let's see.
I know the main event is for every belt ever known to man in TNA.
Yes, and a couple imagined ones, probably.
Okay.
Let's start off at the beginning, though. Let's go with LAX is going to be taking on the Voodoo Kin Mafia, of course, with our new Voodoo Woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They have a new Voodoo Woman.
Huh?
They have a new Voodoo Woman.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. I just kind of get a feeling that LAX is going to get their hands raised here.
Yeah. LAX, I think they need the win.
Okay.
Because they kind of seem to be, getting lost in the shuffle of the tag teams that are going on.
Let me say this, and I don't know Hernandez. Homicide, I talked to at Ring of Honor shows. Nice kid. Mm-hmm. But I think part of their whole shtick or charisma or getting them over was Conan's promos. And they don't have that anymore.
Right.
And I think that's pulling them down a notch, too. So, they need a win. But I don't, and when I say this, as you know, BG is I've known since he was in diapers, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him to death, but I don't know if getting beat those guys is going to be a great rub either, because they've been with the company a long time, and they've been in some goofy programs, but terribly underutilized to a great degree.
Right.
You know, but I guess as long as the checks don't bounce, maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, I'll take LAX.
You take LAX. I'm going to go ahead and take VKM on this one.
Okay.
Next up, Team.
Does anybody have names? LAX versus VKM versus ABC versus XYZ?
It's all initials anymore. It's the cool thing today.
Right.
Speaking of, well, this isn't exactly an initial, but Team 3D
yes.
is going to be taking on the Steiner Brothers. the Steiner brothers back together again. They're labeling this as a dream tag team match.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of interesting.
Which it may have been at one time.
Right.
But it won't be this time.
It's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be a technical.
I was much more into the Steiners when Scott wasn't,
Big Papa Pump.
Booty Daddy.
Yeah, right.
When he was just Scott Steiner.
It seems like a whole different person, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Well, and due to injuries and time and everything, he's not the performer he once was. I mean, that's,
right.
Again, that's not a knock. This is an observation. I can never figure their booking out down there anyway.
these are a lot harder to do than the WWE pay-per-views when we do the prediction game.
Well, yeah, I would think since it's the Steiners' first time together, they almost have to get their hands raised.
I'm going to go with you on that. That's
since the Steiners are going to be the baby faces in this.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a turn for Devon and Bubba, and I think the Steiners probably going to win.
I'm going to go ahead and go with you on that one. Like you said, Steiners coming in new. This is going to be the first time teaming together in a long time, and the first time at TNA, of course. They need to be established with a win, I think. This one is going to be a barroom brawl between, and that's going to take place in a real bar.
I can't wait.
Yes, between the War Machine Rhino and the Tennessee Cowboy, James Storm. And I guess Jacqueline Moore is going to be there. And she can't be in his corner because they're going to be in a bar. So where is she going to be? Behind the bar? Serving
drinks?
You're asking
the wrong person. I have no earthly idea.
It's going to be interesting.
Maybe she'll be in the ladies' room.
Maybe. I don't know. But she'll be in that bar somewhere.
Okay.
So he's going to have to watch out around that.
I think I would assume this is the drunk Storms. God, I hate that gimmick. I hate it with a passion.
Do you just hate drunk gimmicks, like
Storms? No, I mean, here again, please take the rest of your life to come up with some logical reason that anybody with any brains that ran a athletic endeavor of any type would allow one of their athletes on their roster to come into public view in competition with a friggin' beer bottle in their hand and drunk.
Right.
And like I say, feel free to take the rest of your life to give me an answer that makes sense, because
right.
You can't.
No.
And nobody else can either. Right. I just hate the gimmick. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't hate James Storm. He's a nice kid. I know James, but I just loathe the gimmick. It's stupid.
Right.
Dumb and illogical to the nth degree. I don't like it in the least. But I think since it is a barroom brawl, that would assume that drunks prevail here. You'd be more into that than I would. I don't.
Are you calling me a drunk, Les?
No, but I know you frequent a lot of barrooms.
I do not.
Come on.
Only on special occasions.
Is every weekend a special occasion?
Days that end in Y, you know.
Right, I know. Yeah, and the sun rose today, so it's a special occasion. It's going to set tonight. It's a special occasion.
No,
I took a deep breath when I woke up this morning. It's a special occasion. I know. No,
I see where you're going with this, though, because, like, I guess, you know, back in the day, Edge and Christian were, like, if they were in a ladder match, they were the, you know, they had the advantage, of course, because they were supposedly the king of the ladder match. But who else would be king of the bar except James Storm? You're right.
I can't imagine who else.
So I'm going to go with
that company anyway.
Right. I'm going to go with you on that one, too.
I can name several people that were in that company. Anyway.
So I'm going to go with you on that one, too. And, of course, there's always Jacqueline who's going to be hanging around. So it seems like it's, you know, two against one. So I'm going to go with James Storm. This next one is a Doomsday Chamber of Blood match.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I was afraid they wouldn't have a Doomsday Chamber of Blood match.
I was waiting for the last one.
It was scary. I was afraid. You know, I was really, you know, on the ledge with that.
The last one was wonderful.
Will I commit suicide if they don't have one? I don't know.
Sting, the Punisher, Andrew Martin, and Abyss are going to be taking on Christian Cage, phenomenal AJ Styles and Tomko. I'm not sure what the rules are for this one.
Neither am I. But I'm guessing the babyface is over.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that. Because we've got...
Sting does do a lot of jobs.
Yeah, we've still got Sting, of course. You've got Andrew Martin, who's just, you know, made his debut this last week. You don't want to
I mean, there would be the guy they might beat, but I just... when I say that, then I turn around and say, well, he's just coming in, so beating him wouldn't be logical. Well, maybe that would be the case then.
Right.
If it's not logical, they might do it. No, right. No, I think Sting's trio must go over in this.
I go with you on that one, my friend.
Yeah, what is it, a blood chamber of horrors?
Doomsday Chamber of Blood.
Oh, right.
It's starting to remind me. For some reason, I'm seeing Abdullah the Butcher getting electrocuted right now.
For these people to have a pay-per-view that did not have three gimmick matches per pay-per-view.
And this will be the third one right here. It's the winner-takes-all match, if you want to call that a gimmick. But it's going to be the TNA World and IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Kurt Angle, of course, taking on World X Division Champion and World Tag Team Champion Samoa Joe.
Well, since Kurt's wife is leaving him, I would think he was probably distracted. You know what? I see no value. When I say this, this is not about Kurt or about Joe. I just see no value in a stupid match. Why would you put your heavyweight belt, your tag team belt, and the Japanese belt on all on one person who has to cough up three of those belts, which says is like saying, oh, those three are insignificant. This is the only important belt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're belittling some of those championships. They have to, you know, because if Joe wins and gives away the tag belts and the Japanese belt, or if Kurt wins and does the same thing.
Then... Right. I remember I saw something like this a few years back, and I believe it was Shawn Michaels, and this might have been 5-6 years ago, but he threw away the Intercontinental Championship so he could go for the World Championship.
Maybe Pac-Man Jones will run in and be open. I mean, after all, he's been in the business 15 minutes, hell.
Right.
It takes nothing to work on top of this industry. You just set a ring up in your backyard and train for a few weeks, and hell, you're a champion, world champion at that.
Right.
Am I being facetious? Yes,
of course. It belittles the belts. You are correct.
Yeah, it really does. I you know what? I'm really hung up on this one.
And in the meantime, while somebody's holding all four belts, there are three people out there who could use the belt as a way to get them over and push them. And
yeah, well, and you know, these two guys, you realize they've been going at it for over a year now, and they've burned them out, and they haven't actually accomplished anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, each time they put the two of them back together, it's the numbers go down and not up.
Right.
And I'm not blaming that on the athletes. I'm blaming it on the way they've been used. I don't know in this one. I almost feel that Joe has to come out on top on this thing. I think Angle could weather the storm a little better without the belts. You know, he's a little more goofy, off the wall, scatterbrained, whatever, you know, egotistical, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, you know, in terms of his character, he needs, although Joe is obviously comes across as a bad badass, I still think that I would go with Joe on this.
You're going to go with Joe.
I get a feeling maybe I'm wrong, but that would be my call.
I just have this hunch, and I just have this feeling. Like, of course, this is one of the hardest matches, of course, to figure out exactly who is going to win and know that before it happens. But I just have this feeling that Angle is going to come out with all these belts. That's so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really have a good reason.
Well, you know
for
what?
It.
You're probably right, but I'm going with what I think I would. You know, in my if I were put in that situation.
Right. I don't really have a good reason for it, but that's just what I feel.
Well, you know what? There's not a good reason for this match. None that makes any sense. But, I mean, in either way, it's not going to make any sense either because the guy, I mean, what's next? The next pay-per-view, whoever wins is going to defend the tag belts against the Steiners by himself.
Mm-hmm.
and then defend. They'll bring in one of the guys from the Japanese office. He'll defend three championships in one night.
Right. Book themselves into a corner here.
Yes, you're right. But you know what? Historically, it's happened before.
Right.
I mean, it does happen. But I just see no. It's not good for the championships in themselves. You know.
No.
You've got all these tag teams that we just talked about, four tag teams that pretty much form a division. None of them have the belts, right?
Right.
Talking about the legendary Dudleys, 3D, legendary Steiners, and the former New Age Outlaws, and LAX has been overhead.
Yep.
Guess who's the tag team champions?
None of them.
None of them. Right, exactly.
So.
And, why don't all eight of these guys run out and beat the hell out of Joe, for God's sake?
Who knows?
Because there's no Marshall in Dodge City.
Right.
Jimmy Cornette is figuratively castrated in terms of, what he
creative,
commissioner wise or whatever it is. But anyway, I'll have to go with Joe.
For you guys that don't have that don't like spoilers, go ahead and turn on your radio for about 3 or 4 minutes here. Here's a couple matches that may be on the card. They are not announced yet. And as far as the tapings,
Pac-Man Jones.
As far as the tapings and the spoilers, they still haven't said this. But here are the ones that are coming up. Frankie Kazarian versus Raven.
Okay.
Which I think is
Raven's
first match in
while, isn't it? See, but the whole thing is they've made that whole faction to mean less than anything.
Right.
Because for the most part, when they formed the faction, instead of putting them over, which would make sense, they beat them every time out, right?
Right.
And it wasn't like they had six guys beat three of them. They had one guy beat three of them, or
right,
two guys beat three of them, so that Raven could chain them.
Right.
Which, again, is a reverse booking. I'm not sure what it's called.
Maybe the same thing to fix it. Or not fix it, but reverse it.
Yeah, there's a little meaning to the match, but I don't know. See, here again, I'd almost have to think Kazarian goes over, but silly me, it'll probably be Raven's Serotonin faction running in to save the day.
So you're going to go
with
Raven.
Because if it's a TNA show, the ring has to be full of people at the end of the show.
So you're going to go with...
It's mandatory.
You're going to go with Raven.
I'm going to go with Raven.
Okay. I'm going to go with Frankie on this one.
That would make sense too. But
yeah.
Again, when there's three against one,
right,
and the other two guys have got to come in and help their daddy.
I hope that don't happen. That's what I'm banking on.
Well, I would like to think you're right, Doc.
I hope so. Wildcat Chris Harris versus Dustin Rhodes is the final one.
Wow. Well, see, I don't know what they're doing with Dustin. I think Chris is over. Dustin is coming back, so I think I'd have to get Dustin over some way. He's obviously the heel in this.
Yep.
So he shafts Chris some way would be my call, I think.
I'll go with you on that one, too, because Chris seems to be, being booked downwards these days. So I'm going to go with Dustin on that because he's just coming in, too. There it is, guys.
You know what? While we're on that, you just mentioned something. Now, there's a waste of what was a good tag team.
Yeah.
Broke honestly.
It didn't really cause a big stir or anything like that, and now they're out one.
I mean, they had a couple good matches out of it, but still,
what they
I think Chris is being underutilized at this point again.
Yeah.
So.
And what they lost wasn't as good as what they got out of, two good matches. And
yeah.
What they lost was worse,
I disagree.
It's a tough one. Guys, we are going to take a break. It's time for our featured guest. We've got Dory Funk Jr. He's going to be with us when we return. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back. You're listening to Doc Young and Les Thatcher. It's Wrestling Weekly, guys.
You're listening to WrestlingWeekly.com. We always have the scoop on the inside of professional wrestling.
Don't listen to me, people. You can find out for yourself right now at home.
What triggers the attention of a pro wrestling fan? Is it the overall ability of the superstar? Is it the angles with a mixture of drama? What drives the fans wanting to learn more about this pastime? When it reaches a boiling point and you know you're hooked on the thrill, it's no longer considered just a passion. It's an obsession.
All aboard! Your favorite all-in-one online wrestling site has changed. That's right, wrestling fans. If you are obsessed with everything wrestling, check out the same site with the new name, Online World of Wrestling. As crazy as it may sound, the same content you have come to know, expect, and rely on is still there on every single page of the site under a new name. If you're looking for the most comprehensive information on the entire world of wrestling, then head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Online World of Wrestling still supplies you with all the news and information, plus galleries and bios of your favorite all-time wrestlers. Climb aboard as we head on over to onlineworldofwrestling.com. New packaging, same great flavor.
Wrestling-radio.com for the latest news in professional wrestling, watching of videos, and promoting your own independent wrestling organization or radio show the way that you want it done. Log on to Wrestling-radio.com. Sign up today and get weekly archiving of your shows. Advertise your show on the main website. And also listen to other great wrestling radio shows such as The Squared Circle, The Minority Report, Evan's Legends, and many more. And you could be the next one. Log on today at wrestling-radio.com and begin promoting your wrestling organization or radio show the way that you want it done. We promise you, you won't be disappointed. Wrestling-radio.com, the Internet's leader in wrestling radio promotion.
Wrestling-radio.com, the Internet's newest wrestling radio promotion. We offer a direct link to your wrestling radio website, a personal profile, and a control panel to maintain your own shows. And it's all free. That's right, 100% free. Wrestling-radio.com promotes some of the best online wrestling radio shows today, such as The Main Event with Chris, Woody and Will, The Irish Whip with Big Joe and JP, The Yard with Moondog, Wrestling Weekly with Doc Young and the legendary Les Thatcher, plus many more. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today and watch your show grow. For more information, log on to www.wrestling-radio.com today.
Yo, check out the new hot wrestling shop called Mad Maniacs. With a large inventory of shirts, replica belts, and action figures you can obtain and need for wrestling merchandise. Remember that we get fresh stock weekly, so don't forget to check it out. Also, with items coming in faster than Toys R Us and Walmart, you should never become disappointed. Plus half the price on WWE.com. Remember, that's www.madmaniacs.com.
MadManiacs.com.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher with you at Wrestling Weekly, guys. On the line right now, he's in transit, too. He is the former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Dory Funk Jr. is with us. Dory, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Hey, Doc. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And I'm thrilled to have the opportunity. And we are in the car right now, and I'll be transitioning to my house in just about 5 minutes.
You know what? If from our era, Dory, being in a car is kind of the norm, right?
That's the norm, yes. In the old Amarillo territory, we put a lot of time in a car. We did in Florida, and we did in North Carolina, too.
Yeah. Klondike Bill always told me, he said, you know, kid, when I retire, I'm going to get a car seat and put in the living room, because at night, when it gets dark, I won't know what else to do but sit in a car seat.
Yeah. Klondike's a terrific guy. He was one of our champions in the Amarillo territory.
Yes. One of the stories you can't tell on the air about Klondike.
Well, when I saw him in North Carolina, the first thing I said was, hi, champ.
Doc, we can't tell you about it. I'll tell you about it some other time when you're
yeah,
older.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hear this story.
We were just talking off the air about National Wrestling Alliance, the Untold Story, and I read the book. And one of the things, this guy has really researched it, Dunk, because he mentions Dunk. And of course,
he does. Anybody that calls me Dunk has to have known me for a long time.
I forget the guy's name. I don't have the book here in front of me who wrote the thing, but he says, known as Dunk, and of course he had to hear it from your brother, I'm guessing, or from somebody that was around your dad and your brother when they, because they were the ones that...
Yeah, it would have to be from my brother or somebody. I was called Dunk through my high school days.
Yeah.
But that's about it. That's my nickname.
I heard it.
Yeah, that's where I picked it up from, Terry and your dad.
I heard it from Les. I picked it up from Les.
Let me ask you a question. Kevin Sullivan and I were talking about this. I really miss our era. And when I say that, obviously the guys are making 10 times the money and this and that, and they're national television and all, but I don't know. There was just something, it was fun. Am I right?
Yeah, and, you know, to say they're making 10 times the money, but there were some people making very good money back in those days, especially if you adjust it for inflation.
Right.
And then if you take a look at 30 territories in existence and, at least 10 top guys in each territory making a good living, and then, my gosh, back in those days, our referees were pulling $500 a week.
Yeah.
And if you adjust it for, and I'm sure Crockett's and... Burns were, if you're in Fritz's down in Dallas, the territories I'm familiar with, and if you just adjust that for inflation, that's not bad money. And
the guys
on top, Fritz called us and he said, I got 8 guys making over $2,000 a week. That's in 1970, so it's not bad.
That would be like making $5,000 a week now or better, right?
Sure would, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I've got
go ahead.
Talking
about the...
I check on all that stuff. I've got an inflation calculator.
Okay. You know, we used to, Doc, when we used to travel in the territories by car, if you rode with somebody, you paid them 2 cents a mile for trans.
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
I was told...
With the price of gas today, what would we pay, Dory? $1 a mile?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't figured that out yet. I will. Yeah, we used to go Amarillo to Albuquerque for $10. That was the trans. The first thing when I got into business, my father told me, if you ride with somebody, you pay them trans. And it was never a problem. Everybody always paid their trans. So, and it worked out where whoever took the car had a free ride around the territory.
Yeah.
Now, I was watching, I believe it was...
Actually, for a while back in the Amarillo territory, I was... flying a private rental plane, and I was sharing the expenses with the guys, and we had it down to where that was pretty reasonable, too.
Wow.
Of course, Tampa, with Eddie and Lester and Don Curtis and Sam Steamboat, all those guys flying down there. I know I used to travel with Sam and Don quite a bit.
I flown with Eddie Graham at one time, and I got the whip scared out of me.
I was watching, I believe it was the first episode of Tough Enough, or the first season of Tough Enough on DVD. Now, and when these guys, the trainees, went on the road, Al Snow had, he was the trainer, of course, he had a rule that when you're riding in the car and somebody else is driving, they're not allowed to sleep. so you're not allowed to sleep either. Did you guys have any rules similar to that?
Well, we had some long trips.
Right.
And we usually stop for a six-pack of beer on the way out of the town, and our trips were 300 miles. So, yeah, some guys slept in the car.
So your guys' rules consisted of beer delivery, I guess. Like,
hold on 1 second.
New guy buys the beer.
Well, there was a lot of times there might be ribs pulled, like you're talking about,
right,
with some rookie or something by trying.
We did make it hard on the rookies. I know some rookies that have, and I didn't do this. I don't approve of it, but sometimes even had to ride in the trunk of the car.
Ryan Blair tells a funny story about that. When we crossed from Tampa to Miami, what was the place where everybody stopped to eat, Dory?
Yeehaw Junction.
Yeah. Brian Blair, and I'll tell it real quick. I think it was Jack. I forget who had him in the car, but they said, "Hey, we're going to pull a rib on one of the boys," and they said, "You get the drunk and take off all your clothes, and when we beep the horn, you pop the trunk and moon the guys." And what he didn't know, they backed the car up to the window at the restaurant at Yeehaw Junction. and they blew the horn, and Brian throws a trunk up, and here's all these people staring. So we had some fun, Doc, when we were on.
That's excellent. Dory, now I read your brother's book, Terry's book. And it said, and this is what really got me, was that your father, Dory Funk Sr., was born and raised in Hammond, Indiana.
Hammond, Indiana,
which was the same town that I was raised in. So I thought that was
really
cool. Yes.
You know where the Hammond Civic Center is?
Yes.
The Calumet River and all those places. Yeah. I left there and went out to Texas when I was about 6 years old or so.
So you were actually born there, though.
Yeah, I was born in Hammond also.
Okay. What school did your dad go to?
College was in Indiana University. High school, Hammond High, and he was a state champion amateur wrestler for Hammond High School.
Excellent. I went to Hammond High for a year, too, myself. So
I'll tell you, somebody else that went there and was on the same wrestling team as my father was Roy Shire.
Roy Shire.
Yes.
Sweet.
I didn't know that.
Yep, from Hammond High, he was on the wrestling team.
Wow.
Same team my father was on.
Yeah.
That was really cool. So, I thought that was a cool thing because the stories in the book and stuff were places that I had known and things like that. But, like you said, you had moved to Texas when you were six, and you became an all-star college football player at West Texas State. And for some reason, this seems to be the college and the football squad program that a lot of wrestlers ended up coming out. Why is that?
Oh, I think it was the influence of my father.
Yeah?
And Terry and myself going to school there, we were the first to become wrestlers out of West Texas State University. But I think it was my father's influence in the area. And Terry and I, too, there were some super athletes that came out of there. And they wanted to go into professional wrestling. In those days, it wasn't easy to get in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them broke in in Amarillo, and some of them had to fight their way in the business. And but they did make it, and there's a lot of them.
Who are some of these guys? Can you name some of them?
Tully Blanchard, mm-hmm. Merced Solis,
Tito Santana.
Tito
mm-hmm. Santana, yes. He was all-conference tight end and a big, tough football player. But he wanted to become a professional wrestler. Bobby Duncan, Dick Murdoch. and I got to put an asterisk by his name because he never went to school there, but he actually played in an alumni game.
That's awesome.
He just talked his way in, and everybody believed.
It's funnier, Doc.
And I'll tell you more about Dick Murdoch. He's a big, tough kid.
Yeah.
And there was heat on Murdoch for being so rough on the football players.
I've heard cool.
DiBiase went to school there too, didn't he?
Ted DiBiase.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was a lot.
Were
you guys upset when they changed the name of the college? It's now
I'm terribly upset.
It's now West Texas A&M.
Yeah, it was West Texas State University.
Yeah.
I still refer to it as West Texas State University. And then, because before that it was West Texas Teachers College when I was in high school there.
Uh-uh.
And they got the designation university, and we were very proud of that. So I still refer to it, West Texas State University.
Yeah, forever.
Doc, talking about a list of names, asked Dory to run the names by you, who trained with him, who actually helped his dad train him at their ranch before he broke into business. And listen to the name. This is a list of who's who. Give him some of the names, Dory.
You're saying who I trained with at the ranch?
Yeah.
Bob Geigel, Joe Scarpello, Vern Gagne. This is in my father's garage, but he had it, like the Hart family, he had it set up with a wrestling match in a garage. It wasn't the basement, but it was in our garage. Some names you might not remember, Steve Bolas.
Sure.
Dick Hutton. Joe Blanchard, and I'm just
Cowboy Carlson.
Cowboy Carlson, yes.
All out of the same garage.
Eddie Graham.
Eddie Graham, yeah.
Thez.
Luthez, no.
No.
No, I got my training with Luthez in the ring. Actually, in my first year in the business, I had the chance to, this is what I really think kids miss today. But I had the opportunity to work with some really great, great workers right out of the gate, which included Sonny Myers and Pat O'Connor and Vern Gagne and Fritz Von Erich, Mike DiBiase, and it led to a match with Luthez in Amarillo, Texas, and Gene Kineski also. But like the climax was a match with Luthez, and we went wrestle an hour Broadway and. Amarillo in 1964.
Wow, you don't see that a lot anymore. The 60-minute Broadway matches. But
sometimes, sometimes you do. It's just you have to have the people that know how to do it, and know what to do, to hold the fans' interest for that long a time.
Right. Yeah, that's got to be the hard part.
But wait a minute. If you enjoy what you're doing, there is no hard part.
When you wore the strap, those were common for you a couple times a week, right?
Probably more than a couple times a week. Maybe three or four times a week. But for every moment I had that I was in the ring, it was absolutely a thrill. And I had the experience. From people like O'Connor, Thez, and Vern Gagne, and Sonny Myers, Kineski, of working long matches like that. And to me, professional wrestling is the very best aerobic exercise that you can do. And there is no thrill like performing in front of the fans.
Right.
And that's whether there's 50,000 or a handful, you know, either way.
But, it's hard to explain it, Dory, to somebody that's not been there, that once you understand the psychology and how to push the buttons, that it's not taking goofy bumps, but it's the thrill of being able to control the crowd and take them where you want to go with it.
It certainly is, and it is a thrill. But at the same time, and I'm going to touch on maybe an edgy area here, there is nothing better for you than to be a professional wrestler and go in the ring and do the things that it takes to get a match over. As I said, it is the very best aerobic exercise you can do. When I was wrestling, professional wrestling took the place of all workouts. During the championship run I had, maybe once in a while to tone up, I'd hit the weights. But my exercise was in the ring. And I think it gave me a healthy life and a fun life, and one that I can enjoy physically. I enjoyed it very much.
We've got some questions from the live chat room here at WrestlingWeekly.com. Double T says, how does Dory rate his matches with Johnny Weaver? Weaver was a top babyface in Mid-Atlantic and had to wear a mask one time to wrestle Dory. The Funks took the mask off.
It was a match in Tampa, Florida, a television match, and I was wrestling, I know it was a red mask he had on. Everybody, including myself, thought it was a jobber there to put me over, and the damn mask man beat me. And the videotape was shipped back to North Carolina, and the mask was pulled off. It was Johnny Weaver, and we sold out all over North Carolina with that match. Johnny
was that 71? Was that 71?
I would say it was 71, yeah.
Because I was going to say, I think that when we worked the Coliseum here in Charlotte, it was 4th of July week, because Danny Miller and I worked with the Medics and Unmasked. It was Hair Against Mask. We were the semi on that
gotcha.
That show here in Charlotte, I think, that 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, the video was brought from Florida and shown on the television in Charlotte. And I know I worked with him in Charlotte. I'm sure I worked with him in several other towns up there, too. Crockett and Eddie Graham were very close in those days.
A chatter in the chat room, who better? He says, what led to your appearance at the 1996 Royal Rumble?
It was a call from J.J. Dillon asked me if I'd like to be a part of it.
How was that for you?
I have enjoyed every time that I've worked for Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a shot, and had a good time, and enjoyed myself up there. That's the first time I met or worked with 1-2-3 Kid. Just had a great time up there.
Excellent. Hikaru says, what do you think of TNA currently, and do you think it'll ever get up there to be a good competitor with WWE?
Well, I think their workers are excellent. In fact, I trained about 5 of them.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle, Christian, Christopher Daniels, and several more that are working for him right now. Chris Sabin,
mm-hmm.
trained here in Ocala. Anything can happen in the wrestling business. They have good production, great production. They have talented wrestlers, and it'll depend probably on not on the wrestling matches. They're great,
mm-hmm.
and WWE's matches are great, and so are our matches here on Bang TV. But whether they compete with WWE or not will depend on the upper office and the money that goes into the promotion and where they go with the money and what they do with what they have. I think, the wrestlers are wrestlers. Kurt and Christian, Christopher Daniels, they work hard at TNA, but they work hard at WWE. I mean, the work is excellent on the part of both of them.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question regarding that same thing. If you forget the creative writers, but let's go back to bookers. If you were booking TNA, wouldn't you go in a little different direction than WWE and try and be an alternative?
Which, I'm not a booker at TNA. I have been a booker in North Carolina, Florida, and...
I know. That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you try to do something a little different than Vince is doing?
I probably would... take my own direction, and in all honesty, it would be different than either one are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to make my issues and my matches revolve around what happens in the ring between the wrestlers and less of what takes place outside. But still, you've got to have angles. You've got to have things to create interest.
Sure.
There was a time when all it took to make All Japan Pro Wrestling draw money was to stop the bullshit finishes. But if you do that for a long time, pretty soon the bullshit finishes will draw money.
Right.
So it's just whatever is the need at the time is, I think, what makes a good booker. And it's not, it's the feeling of what's going on in the country, what's going on in wrestling. I'm not sure I'd want to be different. I'd want to be better than somebody else or do a better job.
Right.
Just for the sake of being different, I don't think I would do that.
But can you guys still hear me?
Yes. Are you having trouble, Les?
Yeah, this phone's about to go dead, so I'd rather...
I think we're going to lose...
You're squeaking a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to lose me. The battery's about to go dead on this thing.
Okay, well...
I'm going to jump. Dory, give my best to Marty, please.
I will, for sure. And it's good to talk to you again. Thank you for being on the show with me. I'm sorry you got
my pleasure, my friend.
Okay.
We'll speak with you next week, Les. Les is going to cut
out
here. Yes.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to plug in.
Okay. We're speaking, guys, with Dory Funk Jr. live right now on WrestlingWeekly.com. And, Dory, I wanted to get into one last topic before we get out of here, and that's, of course, your training school, the Funkin' Dojo. As you said, you had trained some of these guys that are from TNA, but you've been doing training for quite a long time now.
Well, it just depends on how you want to look at it. I probably started training when Bobby Duncan broke in and went to Texas.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But, I mean, that was just something we tried to help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Officially, I did some training for All Japan Pro Wrestling during the time that we were booking for All Japan Pro. And they actually sent some of their wrestlers over to the Amarillo Territory. So I guess that's when I officially started as a trainer. Then we were up with WWE with the Funky Dojo for 2 years, and then came here to Ocala with the Funky Conservatory.
Now you had said, I guess it was maybe in 2004, I believe, that you were going to train for only one more year, and you were going to retire, but you're still training. Why?
No, so, I think somebody else said that, and it slipped out.
Okay.
But anyhow, I absolutely love training, and we've got, actually the reason I was in the car on the way here is we were at our training camp. We've got some exciting young athletes right now in training, and so many kids that are doing well that have come through our program, either at WWE or here at the Funky Conservatory. I enjoy what I'm doing, and it gives me an opportunity to stay physically fit, keeping up with the kids, and I'm just looking forward to seeing how these kids do and who's going to be the next one.
It sounds great.
When I get to the big time.
Yeah, a lot of big stars have come out of your camp.
For a while, we had the world champion in both leagues, but Ed's got himself hurt.
Yes.
So... that took him out. Incidentally, WWE has really had some injury problems among their top wrestling talent.
Yeah.
Of recent, including Undertaker, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Edge. Man, that's tough to lose people like that.
Yeah. That's really a lot. You know, a lot of good stars. It's a testament to your training, I think, that a lot of these guys have shown up on national TV.
We're thrilled for every one of them. The Hardy Boys,
they've
done terrific. Mickey James, we just watched her the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was last night, I think.
And you do, I guess, a live internet show. Or not a live internet show.
No, it's not live, but it's, our show goes up on the internet.
Yes.
Actually, we did a show Sunday, and we've got three of those matches are up right now.
Excellent. And
on our website.
Where can you find this? It's called Bang TV, and where can you find it on the internet?
It's Bang TV, and it's at www.tory-funk.com. If you forget that, just go to Yahoo or Google and put in my name and Tory Funk, and it'll bring up our website right on the top right away. We've got lots of videos on our website. We leave our shows up and get several shows up at once. And we have interviews for the matches, and we have the matches and everything.
Great. Guys, go on and check that out at Tory-Funk.com. Tory, we are completely out of time right now, but I want to thank you for being on the show. Please hold on the line here until we go off the air.
Okay.
But I do want to thank you for being on the show. Guys, check out more about Tory at Tory-Funk.com. Tory, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here with you.
Guys, next week we are going to be joined on Wrestling Weekly by Pitbull number one, Gary Wolf. He's going to be on the show. Also this month, Rosie, formerly the WWE Tag Team Champion, is going to be with us. And we've got wrestling columnist Alex Marvez going to be on the program this month. Keep checking out our website, www.wrestlingweekly.com, for all the details. And Les and I, and hopefully next week Les's phone will last the entire show, but nevertheless, we will see you next week. Have a good one.